This is VOA News. I'm Marissa Melton. Afghanistan officials say a blast Monday at a football field in a southeastern province has killed three brothers and shattered a period of relative calm. This as the Taliban announced an end to a partial truce 2 days after signing a deal with Washington and told fighters to resume operations against Afghan security forces. No one has claimed responsibility for the blast, and the governor of the province said he did not know who was behind the attack. Syrian government forces have recaptured the town of Sarakab on the highway between Damascus and Aleppo 1 day after Turkish fighter jets reportedly shot down 2 Syrian government warplanes. Damascus also claims it shot down 3 Turkish drones. Edward Uranian reports from Cairo.
The Syrian army said it had recaptured the town and the highway, which it lost to Turkish-backed rebels last week. Qatari-owned Al Jazeera TV claimed that rebels continue to control the outskirts of Sarakab and that fighting has not ended. Meanwhile, Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan told supporters Monday that Turkey has exacted a heavy toll on Syrian government forces. Erdogan claimed he was receiving numerous phone calls from world leaders, including German Prime Minister Angela Merkel, as well as a visit Monday from Bulgarian Prime Minister Boyko Borisov. Both Russia and Turkey confirmed that Erdogan would meet Russian President Vladimir Putin in Moscow on Thursday. Edward Uranian for VOA News, Cairo.
The Greek Coast Guard says a child died when a boat full of migrants headed to a Greek island capsized on Monday. The migrants were part of a wave trying to push through Greece's borders after Turkey declared the way was open for migrants and refugees to enter Europe. From Washington, D.C., you're listening to VOA News. U.S. sportswear giant Nike said on Monday its European headquarters in the Netherlands will be closed until Wednesday after an employee was found to be infected with coronavirus. Nike's global headquarters in the U.S. state of Oregon were closed over the weekend for cleaning due to a suspected coronavirus case. The United States has reported its second death from the virus. AP correspondent Mike Hempen has more.
Washington state health officials say the second U.S. fatality was a man in his 70s from a nursing facility near Seattle where dozens of people were tested for the virus. Researchers say the virus may have been circulating for weeks undetected in Washington state. Both deaths involved men who had existing health problems and had been hospitalized in Washington state. The U.S. has had 80 cases of coronavirus, a total that includes new cases in California, New York, Rhode Island, and the state of Washington. I'm Mike Hempen.
Meanwhile, Italy reported Monday a jump in the death toll from the coronavirus to 52, with more than 2,000 people infected, most of whom were in the country's northern Lombardy region. The Civil Protection Agency said 18 people have died since Sunday, all of whom were either elderly or had serious pre-existing medical conditions. Italy is the hardest-hit European country. Pakistan has temporarily closed a key southwestern crossing point with Afghanistan, saying the move is meant to prevent the spread of coronavirus on both sides of the border. North Korea has fired presumed short-range missiles into the sea. AP's Charles de Ledesma has more.
The North launched the 2 unidentified projectiles in a clear resumption of weapons demonstrations following a month-long hiatus. The move comes 2 days after North Korea's state media said leader Kim Jong-un supervised an artillery drill aimed at testing combat readiness. South Korea's Joint Chiefs of Staff couldn't immediately confirm how far the new projectiles flew or whether the weapons were ballistic or rocket artillery. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
March 3rd is Super Tuesday in the United States when 14 states hold primaries in the Democratic presidential race. Amy Klobuchar and Pete Buttigieg will not be among the candidates tomorrow. Klobuchar ended her campaign Monday. Buttigieg dropped out on Sunday evening. She plans to endorse rival Joe Biden in an effort to unify moderate voters. Biden won Saturday's South Carolina primary. According to her campaign, Klobuchar is flying to Dallas and plans to join Biden at his rally on Monday night. And the U.S. Supreme Court on Monday rebuffed a bid by gun rights advocates to overturn President Donald Trump's ban on bump stocks. Those are devices that enable semi-automatic weapons to fire rapidly like a machine gun. Marissa Melton, VOA News. R&B.